Those are some weird calls, but we'll see what happens.
Specialty.
Hey, is Tom in by chance?
This is him.
Hey, Tom. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to call here and follow up real quick. We had extended an offer here to the business. It was right around 2 weeks ago. I was actually based off some borrowing history you had with PNC Bank. It looks like we got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital, and the business got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base there with you and see how business was going, and if you guys had any plans there we might be able to help you out with.
We're in good shape right now.
Business going well for you?
Yes, it is.
I got you. Is there a time of the year where you guys maybe do look to bring on equipment or assess the company there for some capital for some projects or anything like that?
Probably in November.
November there? What was it you were going to... Is that when your fiscal year is up or...
No.
Just the time of the year where you guys do look to assess that?
Yep.
What is it you guys usually look to bring on around that time?
Not quite sure just yet. Thinking about it. It's in the pipeline. We're just milling about it right now.
I gotcha. Was this on the equipment side or capital side?
Yeah. Yep. Equipment.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been our bread and butter here for over 14 years now, so it's definitely something we might be able to help you out with. Do you know what type of equipment it was you were looking to bring on?
Rule-forming equipment.
Rule-forming equipment? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. How much is one of those going to run you there? Do you have a ballpark figure?
We don't know. We're going to get a quote on it. It's something that's custom. Custom.
Oh, wow. What's the custom aspect of it there for you? Is it just the specific size of it, or?
It'll be creating wall panels of our liking to sell to our customers.
Oh wow! Okay. And have you operated with one of these pieces of equipment in the past, or is this something new you're looking at?
Oh yeah,
the
sure.
Business?
Yep.
You've had it before.
We have quite a few, but not this elaborate maybe.
I gotcha. Is there some projects coming up there for you? That's why you're looking to bring it on, or is the
yeah,
other ones
we're,
just getting
yeah,
old?
We're getting it's an ES1 certification through the laboratories to get wind uplift and wind rating and all that kind of stuff.
I gotcha. And on the custom aspect of it, is it something they're going to be starting in November, or is the completion date supposed to be in November?
That's when we'll probably put the money down and get it rolling.
How long is that going to take to build?
It'll probably take 6 months.
Oh, wow. 6 months to build?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But they want the money up front on it?
Not quite sure on that.
I see. It's definitely something we can help you out with there, especially if it's going to be taking some time there for you just for them to build it. We do have some programs that are set in there for you that'll kind of be longer terms there for you, so you won't be having to pay that much when it's not in operations. How many did you say were in your fleet already for what you did have?
We have five right now, but they're somewhat different.
Okay, so they all kind of have a different feature on them?
Yeah, they're folders themselves, and we can pretty much mimic anything with this equipment here. But the piece of equipment that we're looking to get is just, it's going to roll one type of profile, and that's all it does.
I see. Is it going to require some more training there on your side, or is it all pretty straightforward?
It's all cut and dry. Yeah, we've been around long enough that we know what we're doing.
I got you. How long you guys been in business over there?
Since '94.
Oh wow, you've been through some ups and downs then with the economy, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And this whole Obama thing really had us going goofy.
Yeah, this whole year has actually been pretty crazy here for some of these industries. It's been a wild ride, that's for sure.
I tell you what, this year has been our best since 2012. When 2011 was our last good year, and then it's been all downhill since then.
Really?
It's
What was
horrible.
the reason for the increase this year?
Well, we do a lot of governmental work, schools and stuff like that. That all went by the wayside because he pulled the plug on all that stuff, all the funding and whatnot. And this year we just are diversified.
I got you. So are you guys only
Yeah.
commercial or do you do residential as well?
Well, we got into the residential too
Okay,
this
so
year.
wow, you guys have made some moves.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Wow. Well, that's pretty impressive, especially with the election year and a lot of companies aren't really looking to make any moves. So it's good to see you're
Yep.
still looking to grow in times like this. How were you guys able to do that? Did you just increase marketing or what was the reason there?
We increased marketing and we got a couple more crews. And we had the equipment from before. We just elaborated on it a little bit. Bought a couple dump trailers to facilitate it. And just some incidental hand tools. But other than that, two crews and away they go.
There you go, man. Is it just roofing you guys do there, or do you specialize in anything else?
Well, we really specialize in sheet metal fabrication. That's our biggest thing. But like I said before, we were doing the residential thing years back. I think in 2002 we got out of that and
Back in
went full
2002.
commercial. Yeah. So.
And on these commercial contracts, I know a lot of them like to put on like the payout structures, like a net 30, sometimes a net 60. Is that ever the case there with your business, or is it usually pretty upfront?
Well, let me tell you, they're 120 days out.
Net
Yeah,
120s?
it's really good,
Wow.
but we do it.
How are you guys able to keep cash flow there? Do you guys have like a line of credit or?
We have a line of credit, yeah, and we've been since this year. Last year, we worked all through the winter fabricating for casinos and big hotels out of Philadelphia, FBI building. We had all that going on through the winter, so that carried us through. We were able to clean up all of our debt. It's all gone, and we're on the plus side now, which is just awesome.
Yeah, no, that's huge for you guys. Especially if you guys are on a net 120. I think I maybe spoke to one or two businesses that have been put on that, and that's just
And 90 days is so common here.
Wow.
It's like if it's not 90 days, you don't call. You don't call on them, you know.
Yeah.
So
And on that line of credit, is that through PNC Bank there, or did you guys move on to someone else for the line of credit?
no, we have yeah, we have we're using PNC for that.
And what line of credit did they give you guys?
We're working with 90 right now.
90. And has that
Yep.
been enough for you guys?
Yeah, it really has.
How much have you guys used up for it?
What do you mean?
Like of the 90K, how much have you guys used up?
70,000.
Okay, so you
We
got
were
about.
up to 70 for a long time.
And you guys are. Did you guys like renew it, or is it? Did you basically pay
Yeah,
it back all off?
that's renewed. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, like with the lines of credit, since it is heavily based off the credit, they usually don't like to see it dip. They're kind of below 60% of it. Have you guys ever looked into any other resources there for capital for when you do run into those like net 120 situations?
No, we actually haven't had to do anything like that.
I gotcha. Are you guys pretty seasonal then there, or are you guys able to operate throughout the year?
Well, with the fabrication, last year we had our guys were off at most they were off 2 weeks.
Okay.
Out of the whole year,
I see. I see.
which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But so before, yeah, it was pretty seasonal. Once January came, we were pretty much stuck because of the cold. Well, we do work through the cold, but it's don't like to do it.
Well, yes. I'm sure that's not the funnest situation there, but It's definitely something we can help you out with. Have you ever looked into using that line of credit for the equipment side, or did you really only like using that for when you ran into like the net 90s, net 120 situation?
No, net 90, net 120. We have used that for equipment.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, on the equipment side there for using the line of credit, you know, when you do that, you're going to have to pay a big chunk there and usually a pretty short amount of time. On the equipment side here, our terms are anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So you can kind of pull it out, kind of gives you a little bit better cash flow for you. And we also have some pretty long-standing relationships we've created, so we're pretty much able to do a match or beat policy there with any other competitors. But it's definitely something we can get the ball rolling there for you. I know you said November was when you were looking to bring it on.
Call me in October.
October?
Yeah.
Okay. What's a good email there for you, Tom, so I can shoot you my information if anything does come up before?
Tom@PittsburghMetal.
Say that again.
Tom@PittsburghMetal.
Tom@PittsburghMetal.
.com.
.com. Perfect. Did you get to watch the game yesterday?
I did not.
Oh man, they look good. My dad grew up in Butler, so you're talking to a diehard Steelers fan here.
nice. Sweet.
But I'll shoot you over that information. It's just going to summarize the offer we did send out. If anything does come up before October time, or if you kind of wanted to see what you could work with, once you are approved in the system, the offer is good for 90 days. So if you kind of wanted to know what you're working with and kind of get the financial paperwork out of the way, come time for that piece of equipment, it's something we can get the ball rolling. Otherwise, I'll maybe touch base with you here next month and just kind of see where the business is at.
Okay, for sure.
All right, Tom. It was good talking to you.
Thanks.
We'll be in touch.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.